我们谢谢敬拜团队。We appreciate the worship team. This is in November joint worship. We have Chinese worship team. In December joint worship, we will have English team to lead us in worship. 我们在11月的的时候，我们是中文的这个诗歌。12月的联合敬拜，我们是用英文团队的诗歌。我们希望这样都也可以学习彼此的诗歌。因为我们发现用别的语言来唱原文翻过来的诗歌不太容易啊。We found that it is not easy to sing the lyrics which is translated, so we choose this way. I hope we can learn.From different language. 感恩节过得如何? How is your Thanksgiving? The Thanksgiving day, I tried to bake the first turkey in my life, but finally, it turned out the skin of burnt. But God, 所以这个烤火鸡就让我想起我第一次服侍年轻人的时候，在那个时候刚工作所以呢我们团体聚餐，所以我就烧了一只鸭子，后来鸭子变成非洲鸭子，也是烤糊了That also remind me thinking back when I first served God when I was working and our youth has a meeting first so we could everyone cook a meal. So I cooked a duckEventually, it became African duck, means burnt skin as well.
上次那个非洲鸭最后连肉也是干的所以呢不好吃。可是这一次呢很感谢上帝，所以即使拿出来只是皮焦了，把焦的拿开，里头吃起来还蛮不错的还是很有滋味，而且很嫩，感谢上帝他保守我们这个感恩节那天晚上在这里也有12个大人一个小孩是非常温馨的，大部分是一个人在这里，或者丈夫或妻子不在这里，或者父母在这里，所以有这样的感觉后来大家就话家常最后可以聊到说中国人的这个习惯是什么，然后这个我说中国人啊，这过年的时候这个回家这一关团圆的时候在挂春联，挂春联哪里来呢？春联是这个犹太人这个月节的羔羊涂在门楣上明框上，耶稣基督赦免我们的罪，我们只要信靠他，我们的罪得赦免，基督耶稣的恩惠怜悯就临到我们身上。 So finally the family talkEverybody was very, very homey, feel very relaxed. But how, somehow I turned to the Chinese family date of the Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year, you will always have a couplet on the door frames, and it's red, and I trace back to the Passover, that the lamb of Passover blood was on the door frame, so the God'scurse on the death of firstborn was not on the Israelites. Now Jesus Christ's blood can be our cover and our heart can be blessed by carving, receiving Christ. So it is a blessing that we Christians can have this different kinds of family gathering. So, I suppose today can be an end of November worship. So, I chose the name of worship, the sermon as non-stop giving thanks. God to God. 我选择的题目就是不住的感谢神。我为什么会选这个题目呢？是因为最近在讲这个跟以弗所书，对不起，这个下面英文的不清楚或者说一半如果你有圣经，请你翻开The PowerPoint has an incomplete English verses, so if you have Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 1. The reason I choose the topic is from this passage. 我讲这个要打开心中的眼睛，要求上帝赏赐赐人智慧和启示的灵。这个主题里面，就我就看见上面一点就讲到不住的祷告的时候，第十五节说，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。
Verse 15, for this reason too, I have heard of the faith in the Lord, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. Do not cease giving thanks for you. If you notice that the Chinese translation and the English translation, these two verses have a difference.
这个中文版跟英文版这两节有个差别，就是中文版的不住的感谢神是跟在亲爱众圣徒后面。所以我读起来就是 Dear saints in Christ, I give thanks to God unceasingly, non-stop giving thanks. 所以中文读起来就是这个你们是我所爱的，我要为你们不住的感谢神。 So direct translation would be that you are my dear brothers and sisters, so I praise God, give thanks to God unceasingly.
But in English, verse 15 ends in, and your love for all the saints.
那个亲爱众圣徒并不是名词，亲爱两个字不是形容词，中文读起来是形容词。
But in English, it is not an adjective. Loving brothers and sisters. It is your love for all the saints.
是英文的意思，原文的意思是说你们对众圣徒的爱，就不住的为你们祷告感谢。这个 the English one put the first part of English of the verse 16 into the end of verse 15 in Chinese translation. So this two translation made me puzzled prepare this sermon. So I searched and found out that it is different.
不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，才是保罗说，他说不住的祷告的意思。
We do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayer.
在保罗的祷告里头，当他提到想到哥林多的信徒的时候，他心中就会不住的感谢和赞美，就不停的感谢和赞美，这是两个很大的不同。所以呢，就让我从原来准备那个方向，就是说你要从早上到晚上一直的不停的有感谢和赞美，我说这个好难哦，上帝啊，教我怎么办。 So I started prepare the message from Chinese translation saying,Lord God, it's a hard lesson for me to pray all day long with thanksgiving. Because it's impossible, I found out.
因为从早到晚我们会遭遇不同的事情，所以我们有不同的着眼点。从早到晚我们会有不同的想法，所以我们的注意点会到那里去，所以除非我们说用感谢的态度在处理，但是你的焦点已经不在感谢上面，而在那件事情上面。你可能是个很紧急的事情，例如今天早上我在洗手间发生一件紧急的事情，所以呢就没有机会跟这些敬拜团队一起祷告，那我的心情是紧张的。还好感谢上帝啊，师母来提醒说赶快出来，人家都在等你了，九点半了，我就赶快来了，所以还是有感谢。
So this morning has happened to me an emergency in the bathroom, so
I didn't notice that a time flash elapsed so fast, and until my wife knocked the door. I know I need to leave. Hurry. But I didn't know the time already, 9:30. So, even then, when I was in a hurry, I still say, oh, thank you God, my wife knocked the door, said, hey, you got to be hurry because everybody's waiting for you. 时间提醒，我们会紧张。你要处理事情，你的心情就会从原来平静、可以从容变成紧张。有时候人的紧张会不对的情绪反应，人的紧张有的时候我们的话会急，有的时候我们会紧张，我们的反应会不好。所以时间到了 ，So time is over。When you are in a hurry, our emotion can be very agitated, negatively saying, why do you bother me? Our words can be harsh. Our reaction can be very suddenly negative. 所以为了这个原因，我仍然感谢上帝用这个题目在教导我。即使我原来所解释的、了解的，从中文的角度，没有从英文和原文的角度是不一样的，但我仍然学，无论在什么情况之下，都要有感谢的心。So even though my original interpretation according to Chinese and not read English, not read the original language was about, you know, all day long to be thankful in all conditions. That's all in.First Thessalonians says 5:18 says give thanks in everything. 所以我们学到的可能是凡事谢恩， but we learn everything give thanks, but 但是我们没有想到是每个时候也都是在凡事的同样的这个角度里面。 We never thought that everything give thanks also means things can be not easy. 所以在我们的生活之中，我们确实有各样的挑战。我们要怎么样能够在别人有期待或我们自己有期待里头，我们是不会因为现实而疏离自己和别人的关系，是非常重要的。 So in this passage we found out that apostles mentioned to the Ephesians that they should care, they should carefully show their relationship in a way which pleases God.重要点是信从主耶稣。The major point is have faith in God. 然后我们就可以跟别人有亲密的关系，表达亲切，表达关心，表达爱。Because of believing Christ Jesus, we may show closely care. We may find out thatWhat others need. 这正像你是家里的人一样，家里人密切关系，因为婚姻关系，因为亲属关系，所以这种密切的爱是在别的里面没有的，但是在基督耶稣里头有这个关系。 Just in a family, either because marriage or because parents of a bloodlineand children and all this family relationship, we naturally have this close relationship. In the church, it is also because Christ Jesus, we have a different relationship. As we trace back to chapter 1, verse 5, 在第一章的第五节说，又因爱我们，就按着自己
一直所预定的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。As in chapter 1 verse 5, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will.
我们在这里有这个家庭，对不对？同一个爸爸的孩子们彼此是什么呢？彼此是兄弟姐妹。
We are family together this morning or this weekend. One father, all the children together relating to each other as brothers and sisters.
所以同一个父母在地上，我们在彼此的这个兄弟姐妹称为兄弟姐妹，因为这个手足的关系。同样的，我们有共同的天父在主里头，因为耶稣基督，我们就预定得儿子的名分，神的儿女彼此称为弟兄姐妹，这是神的家，这是圣经的根据。所以我们在教会里称为弟兄姐妹，要彼此相爱，要彼此亲切，彼此关怀。
So in this verse 5, it is a God's way to show us as a father, all the children, siblings together called father, Abba father, then each other say, hey, you're my brother, you're my sister, we are siblings, we are a close relationship. So this passage in verse 5, because God loves us, through this father-son, father-daughter relationship in the church, we should be as close, if not more than close, than the bloodline relationship. That's why the Thanksgiving evening here, you know, we have some from China, and never before that evening, we found out someone, Kim, is my alumni in Temple University. They were in Philadelphia at the same time we were in Philadelphia. His wife is in school in PhD program. I was in there in PhD program too, only different departments.
所以聊家常，在礼拜晚上聊家常就发现，原来本来不认识的，没有多的了解，聊到家常就发现，原来是有校友在这里，在费城同样读时间读书，住在那个地方的时候，那个人说可能还见过，都不知道。到这里因为耶稣基督的缘故，因为教会基督徒的感恩节的缘故，在这里可以亲爱，变成亲爱的。
我用的现在是形容词，不是那个关怀那个爱，而是亲切的。
So therefore, that evening, even talked about, maybe, same time, in same period, in same city, in same school, maybe we met in campus, some or some other occasion, but we never say hello. But tonight, because the Christian Thanksgiving evening, we became much closer.
This means a dear relationship in Christ Jesus. A family relationship because of the love of Jesus Christ. This means carefully, I listened carefully, He calculated the time.
We can be this close, but until today, we know each other much better. 所以这个是因为我们为这个祷告，引发很多的邀请，然后呢才发现，我们共同邀，我们邀请有共同其他人邀请的人那天来，所以一个人的邀请不是只有一个人邀请，两三个三四个人邀请，那个孤单一个人过，过孤单两个人过的，那一家人就来到这个地方，他这里体会到在基督耶稣里外。我并不说你在家里聚会吧，我们其实教会已经办过了，
20号那天办过了，20号的晚上已经办过教会的了。Church has one, so each family better have their own Thanksgiving Day gathering, but we still consider someone maybe need some care, close relationship to build up the love in Christ Jesus. Because we pray, many people pray for the opportunity to share gospel, to build up a relationship. Sometimes gospel should be demonstrated in close relationship. 所以不住的祷告感谢神，使那天晚上的聚集到了时候并没有照我安排，我原来后来想说唱诗歌，要看一段影片，我要分享见证，后来变成话家常，更加的亲切，更加的把自己的理念过去可以展现出来。你知道这个生活有交集，人生有交流，就在这样的机会里头。 Because many pray for that gathering invitation, several family came, not because one invitation from me, but others calling or saying, send message, face-to-face invitation, quite dear, quite personal. It is very important. Prayer brings the relationship closer than we can imagine. 所以为这个缘故，好像这个重点在于还在感恩节里面，但是这个重点已经回到了基督耶稣的身上。保罗为什么可以这样感谢？因为他这个旅行步道这么多次哈，他这个第一次旅行步道是在这个橘色的这个地方，第二次是个这个红色的，第三次是这个浅绿色的，啊，第四次是从这里去罗马。保罗可以不断的在当以弗所在监里头，他在监里头写信的时候，他是不断的感谢的。所以在保罗的书信里头有这个感谢，用不住的感谢，常常感谢的，在这些书卷里都有，像罗马书、哥林多前书、以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书、帖撒罗尼迦前书、后书和腓利门书。 Paul has 4 times of mission trip, and he wrote letters to different Christian groups, and the letters are Romans, Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and Philemon. All these passages, books have the passages of remaining continual prayer and ceasing prayer, always pray, give thanks to God. 保罗对这些地方的信徒，他不但是拜访他们传福音，并且他写信的时候，他说我祷告的时候常常的不住的总是想起来你们是怎样的对神，你们是怎样蒙受恩典，你们是怎样的有信心，你们是怎样的侍奉神。 Paul wrote letters to those Christians he met. Maybe like you, did you receive any Thanksgiving cards? We received some. Like Paul, he wrote letters, he gave thanks to God for those different people. People in Rome, people in Corinth, people in Ephesus, people in Philippi, Colossae, and Thessalonica, and to the person, Philemon. Which is here. 这是我们看见保罗他所传福音的地方这么大，他用没有我们现在的这些电子邮件的方式，他用写信，他用祷告，把
表示对他们的关心，表示对神的感谢，为他们可以继续有信心来感谢神。 Paul showed his care for them praying, visiting and writing. And like us, today we have emails, lines, Q-chats, a lot of different ways to, or Skype. You don't go and you can see. This is the Roman Empire. Paul's missionary care is for all the people around the kingdom, which is the largest one during the time, and he actually fulfilled the Great Commission. So for Paul, he prayed for people in Rome. Romans chapter 1 says, verse 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. For God, whom I serve in my spirit, in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you. 保罗写信给罗马的信徒，他说，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下，我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住的祈祷你们，在祷告之间常常恳求或者照神的旨意，终能找平坦的道路往你们那里去。 So Paul wrote this giving thanks unceasingly and in his writing, in his prayerAnd in his action, he makes plan, want to visit them. The Christians in Rome, not his direct mission fruit, but he wants to have a close relationship. 保罗对于这个在罗马的信徒，并不是他直接传福音的国子建立的教会，但是他说，我听见了你们就为你们祷告，听你们信耶稣就为你们祷告，因为我在心灵上面侍奉着神可以见证我怎么样的恳切为你们祷告，为你们感谢，而且做计划。这反映他写给以弗所书的那个，你们是我所亲爱的，我要把爱给你们。 You know, in capital city of a Roman Empire, being Christian is a really risky business. They use fish as their sign to communicate. Where to meet? We see a sign of fish. The fish actually Jesus, you can in Greek, wrote that as a shape of a fish. 你知道在这个罗马的首都，在罗马帝国的首都，罗马城，要信耶稣是很大压力的。他们的聚会不能够明目张胆说他们用一个符号画鱼，因为那是耶稣，这个希腊字可以用这个把它来表示出来，所以他们到哪里去聚会的一个记号。Actually, we know a friend. He became a Christian while he studied in MIT. He came from China, and later on, he was sent to China in Beijing to start a church, or actually their mission board in Boston. And then when he
when we met him just baptized, and he wants to grow, so he became our disciple, and eventually he wants to be sent by their mission in Boston. And that church started mission work in Beijing for more than 10 years. None church can be built on a still original small group less than 10 together. 我们认识一个朋友，我们认识他的时候，他在麻省理工学院念博士，刚刚受洗到我们那边去做这个高能物理试验的研究。后来更热心，他们教会波士顿教会就要把他派到中国去做宣教士。你知道那个在波士顿教会去中国的时候花十年的时间，几个人在北京没有办法传福音出去，只有他们几个人在那里聚会。在京城，在一个大的国家的京城里头，是很严格的控制所有的活动的。I also aware, am I well, that in Rome, they need to have a faith. Like Paul described, that's why Paul wrote the faith of God in a full term, the book of Romans. That's why that he gave the Christians in Rome a full scale of understanding of personal salvation plan and the salvation plan for whole human being. And also in chapter 12, Paul challenges the Christians in Rome, you should live a living sacrifice, not please the pattern of life in the people of Rome. I contextualized. But following Christ in every way, prepare to die every day. Living sacrifice means prepare to die. 这就是为什么保罗告诉罗马的信徒全备的福音，因为他们信了耶稣，他希望他们信的是完全对于福音的上帝个人的福音的计划，和上帝对所有的人类的福音计划是非常清楚，再把它写起来。然后到12章第一节第二节，他就告诉罗马的信徒要过一个活祭的生活。这个活祭的生活是因为针对于他们很可能马上就被捕丢到那个狮子坑里面去。The same way for Corinth. 对哥林多的教会挑战没有减少。Because Corinth is the capital city of Asia Minor. You can see this part. Macedonian. Here. So, the major economic, military, political control point is in here. So, same challenge, yet Paul wrote to them in chapter 1, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4, he said, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all spirit and in all knowledge. 好，他写给那个地方的信徒说，我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才和知识都全备。In that church, they have all the gift. But later on we found out that the people in the culture in Corinth has influence in the church. That they have their ability to organize, yet they become fragmented.
他们格林多教会很有才华，所以他们很多人都有组织能力，所以呢，就变成分门结党。每个人都有组织能力，听谁的，就变成分门结党。但是
，But Paul said, "Your gift comes from God. God in Christ Jesus enriched you."
所以。 神使他有这样的恩典可以看见，有这个才华，必须要顺服，必须顺服在基督耶稣里头，他们才可以把那个组织的能力变成同心合意。大家都组织能力，所以他们有很多的主，可是这些主有的是。 有的跟这个，有跟那个，但是就分开了。我们也看见，不但是罗马、格林多，还有腓立比，在腓立比的教会，第一章第三节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 3 to 6. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation excuse me, in the gospel for the first day until now. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. 对于腓立比的教会，他说：“我每逢想你们，就感谢你们我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。”因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的希望福音，我深信那在你们里面动心里动了善功的，必成全正功，直到基督耶稣的日子。所以。 这个他的感谢对于腓立比的教会，同样是不同的角度在描写，或者不同的话语，但是仍然是继续不断的在祷告中为腓立比的教会，他有对神的感谢，因为 because the Christians in Philippians are the only group that cares for missionary Paul. They themselves are very devoting in sharing gospel. Also, they pay special care. This is the only church that care for missionary, even Paul. A jailed. 所以保罗是对他们有特别的一份感谢，想到，因为他们是唯一关心保罗的这个宣教士的事工的，没有别的教会关心，没有别的信徒关心，只有这群基督徒关心，而且他们的关心是实际的采取行动，又找人去帮助。那还有。 俄罗斯的，还有铁山罗尼加的，你去继续读，我们就发现，我们归纳几点：不住的祷告，提到感谢，第一，必须以基督耶稣为中心。 We will have a conclusion here that a unceasing prayer in giving thanks must focus on Jesus Christ.
必须以基督耶稣为中心。第二，必须是以那个族群的
需要为重心 must also focus on the need of the group of people. That will make the need of the group of people. 会把他们从当时的情况中更往上帝的心意带进去。例如像这个铁上罗尼亚教会，他们是在大难中信耶稣的，所以保罗告诉他们说，你们在基督耶稣里的信心、爱心、盼望都是有力量的，因为你们是在困难中信耶稣的，而且他们可以在困难中继续服侍神。For example, Paul cared for the Christians in Thessalonica because that Christian group became Christian through very difficult conditions, through hardships. So Paul wrote to them saying, I give thanks to you always because your faith in God, your hope in Christ Jesus, your sustaining love without ceasing because you already been tested even in the very beginning of following Christ. Therefore, Paul continued to encourage them, be faithful, serving God, serving the true loving God, true living God. Turn away from the idols. 所以你读腓立比书的时候，你发现那个里头很强烈的代祷的祝福，感谢的祝福，对那些收信人，即使他们在艰难中，他们收信的时候仍然在艰难中，但是他们可以有信心，以那个收信者的需要为主，以耶稣基督为中心，以收信者的需要为主。第三，这样会提升我们的生活。 The third part is because of this prayer and supplication, we can upgrade our thanksgiving. 我们可以提升我们的感谢。我并不是说我们平常感谢，我的这个需要满足了，那个需要满足了。对比来说，我们常常的感谢是为地上的事情，我们为这个功课，为工作，我们为房子，为车子，为未来的旅游计划，为未来的很多这些事情，但绝大部分是为了地上的。我不说这些不好，但是我们必须提升。We must upgrade our thanksgiving.We can give thanks to everything as Bible told us. Your test, your work, buying house, buying cars, moving here, going there, your trip, many things. But we must upgrade. The point of spiritual growth, the point of others' needs, for the kingdom's sake,Actually, even for the current violent wars around the world, we need also pray this type of prayer. 今天全球都在面对各种各样的争执、战争，我们必须提升我们的祷告和感谢，因为为这个战争来祷告、来感谢。很难啊，真的很难的、啊。我相信我自己就不会祷告。Pray for the war around the world. Can you give thanks? It can be very challenging, very hard. But nevertheless, we need also be truthful about who we are, where is our condition. 所以在最后，我要提醒大家，挑战大家，请你想一想，你有没有可能？凡事先和不断的感谢。In the end, I want to give challenge for everybody. Are we able to give thanks to God in every way, in everything, all the time? Truly, It is a challenge. Honestly, praise God. Let's bow our heads. 让我们祈祷。Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your reminding words. You want us to, and ceasing, give thanks for other believers. So I pray and give thanks to you for everyone here, because you gave us faith in Christ Jesus. 天父上帝，你提醒我们要不住的感谢，为信徒要不住的感谢。所以我为我们在中间，我们每个信靠你的人来到这里敬拜，来感谢你。 And I pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and truth, so that we may have more knowledge of you, more knowledge of how to pray for your kingdom, for other fellow believers. 天父上帝，求你赐下智慧和启示的灵，让我们更加认识你，对你的国度有更深的认识，对其他的信徒的需要有更多的认识。 I also pray for our faith to have full-scale understanding as the Christians in Rome. 主要帮助我，帮助我们每一个人对你的救恩的计划，对你在我们身上的旨意有更加深刻完全有进展的了解，让我们在你面前信心增加，对你的认识增加，在服侍你的上面增长。 Lord, I also pray for the gift you give us as Christians in Corinththat we may be fully offered to you, to serve you, because Jesus is our wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. 天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你，因为我们也愿意把我们的所有的口才、知识、金钱、生命完全放在你手中，因为基督耶稣是我们的圣洁、公义、救赎、智慧，我们在里面有盼望可以继续的成长。谢谢你。 We pray in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.